Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Ford commercial by the hot, hot, hot band Necking. For those of you who don't know slash don't remember, Discorder Radio is Discorder Magazine's kind of like radio baby. I'm Dora. I used to host it. It's been kind of on a little hiatus recently, but super stoked to be bringing it back to you tonight for a very special 24 hours of student power episode. So why did I play Necking? I'm sure you're probably wondering. Because that's super weird. Just kidding. Necking is a not only up and coming and really, really just spicing up the Vancouver music scene. They were also featured in the current issue, the February issue of Discorder Magazine. It's kind of funny like how Discorder Radio is the radio baby of Discorder Magazine. Magazine is like the magazine baby of CITR Radio. So it's pretty meta. But you can find that feature on page 9 of our issue at over 100 distribution locations, written by Hannah Toms. Really, really good. The women in that band are fantastic. The music they're making is so fresh. And yeah, I'm really excited about them just in general. They are also playing next Wednesday, February 21st at Fortune Sound Club at Mixed Gems. Which seems like it's a like recurring event, but they've just kind of selected 4 different acts, musical acts. Starts at 8 p.m. and goes until 1 a.m. So get ready for buckle up for a night of mixed gems. It is 19 plus, unfortunately. Necking are going to be performing, as are Dead Ghosts, Jock Tears, who made it to the Shindig finals of last year's Shindig, and then Anna Rivera and Jeff Knowlton. I've never heard of them, but they seem cool. if the other acts are anything to judge by, they are definitely going to be fantastic. And then it's not only just this musical show. There's also a group art show in the main area and karaoke in the back. So it's almost like an event that was designed for me. So I will be there. I'm very excited. Speaking kind of Shindig, I mentioned it briefly in that Jock Tears was there last year, and also the Shindig finale, or like Jock Tears performed last year, and the Shindig finale of the station just happened last Friday, the Friday before last, and it was super exciting. And I got interviews with all of the finalists of Shindig 34, this year's Shindig, Bord Decor, Mama Rude Gal, and Sorry Edith. So I'm just going to play those for you right now. You are going to be listening to them on CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy. Introduce yourself really quick.
Sure. I'm Nick L. Barkman.
I'm Ryan DeQuist.
My name is Nariah.
I'm Colin.
Word. So how do you guys feel after the performance?
Very warm and wet.
Yeah, soggy even.
I feel good. I had fun with my friends on the stage and we played our songs together.
It was an okay set.
It went well.
It was really fun.
It was good.
It was really hot. Super hot.
Way too hot right at Pat's Pub. If you go to Pat's Pub, wear shorts. Yeah. Swim shorts.
Or just like mesh all the way down.
No. Scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that show on like an average show for you guys?
That's a tough one because it wasn't really the type of show where there's like a crowd like going crazy, which is like really the most fun part for me. But like as far as playing it,
it was also really short, so we didn't get to play a lot of our material. But
it was good though.
I'd call it like quality wise an 8, maybe 7.5, 8.
Yeah,
that's pretty confident.
A couple broken strings.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, maybe bring it down to 7.5.
But our gear was working better than it was in practice.
That's also true.
We had to do a repair right before the show.
Yeah, doctor came in.
Let's say 7.5.
Seven and a half.
Can you guys describe your looks? They're just really fabulous.
We've been inspired by the West lately, and I don't know why.
It's been very fun. Yeah.
I'm dreaming of a desert because it's been raining here for so long.
I just want to
be out there.
That's just a phase, though. There'll be more than that.
Yeah, sure. I won't be wearing a cowboy hat much longer.
I'm going after, you know, Central Banker after the second tap, second tap of acid.
That's a solid look.
Just a fan of the cowboy hat.
Yeah, you look pretty classic. Thanks. I dig. What do you guys think of the fresh theme?
The fresh theme?
Yeah.
I wasn't really aware of it.
I didn't hear about it until Andy said it on
the
stage.
Really?
I was like, shit, like, this isn't quite it. This
the what?
Is
the
fresh? It's pretty fresh.
I left my Air Jordans at home.
There was a theme for every night, wasn't there? I don't think
we tried it. Not for the semis, but...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Fresh.
I don't know. Well, I guess we're playing along.
Unintentionally.
Okay, last question.
Yep.
If you guys were hosting a battle of the bands from any time period, whatever, alive or dead, what three bands would you choose?
That's a big time span.
I think we just have
the beginning of time to
all
present.
The members of Pale Red battle each other.
That's
probably.
What I. That's what I say. There's three of them. I'd say the three members of Pale Red solo just take each other on. But I would hate to see them get too competitive. But I know they'd keep it.
I'm not sure who'd win. In fact, there might not be a winner.
There wouldn't be a winner. They would just end up like playing together.
They'd probably start a band.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A really tight three piece. I'm picturing.
Yeah. Yeah, from Vancouver.
That's what I... That's
British Columbia.
That's my choice.
That's my choice, too.
All the trips around.
That's fine. Well, thank you so much. Good luck.
Yeah, nice
thank
to meet you.
You.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The interview.
So, number one, can you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Mama Rude Gal.
I am Hope.
Word. How do you feel right now?
I feel really good. Yeah, I'm happy.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel great.
That was nice. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Was it too hot up there, or was it like... comfortably warm?
It was very, very warm. I have like very thick hair, so quite obvious for me, and I wear lots of black, so I get very sweaty on stage.
Double-edged sword.
It was hotter than last time.
There's more people.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's better.
It's dramatic to be like sweating.
Yeah.
Can you guys explain both of your looks?
Okay, you go first.
This shirt I'm wearing is One Heart, One Mind. This is Hulkamalum, which is my language. From Coast Salish people. It's in language that was almost extinct, and now they're bringing it back. And so this is, I like wearing this because it's kind of people, it's not something that you hear or see a lot of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's this?
This is a canoe that is a mixture of different words, just Skalkill. It's just different areas, treaty, just different things that represent our culture and what our people are about, stuff like that.
Cool.
And then actually Status Crew is because we have status cards. That's kind of where it comes from.
Checks out.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain your look?
I just wanted to let my hair be curly, but not insane, so I have to put these little buns at the top. They're cute, but they're also functional. And then I decided to just put this like headpiece. It was actually a necklace that I bought from Spencer's. It's like these skulls and bones. And I never wear it as a necklace because it like all clumps together in this really weird way. But when I put it on my head, it like spreads out all perfectly. So
it makes so much sense.
It's way better as a crown, a death crown. So I like it.
I love it. Yeah. I didn't know it was a necklace. That's great.
Yeah.
I have one last question.
Sure.
If you guys were hosting a battle of the bands, what three bands would you guys choose? Living, dead, present, past.
Oh, geez.
Three bands. Oh, Rage Against the Machine is up there for me. Because
That's a tough one already.
Yeah. You know what?
Now what, Ben?
Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
I like Jane's Addiction. I spent some time in New York, and that was my alarm.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I got to know that.
And then three. What's three?
You know what? I don't know. It's Alpha Omega.
I just throw a rap one in there just to like us.
Alpha Omega. Those are my boys. Those are my homies.
Cool. Is that final answer?
Yes. For me, I don't know. Okay,
yeah, that's his. Mine is different.
Yeah,
We've got different.
Oh my god,
we've got different influences.
That might have been the shadiest thing I've heard all night.
Mine's damn right. No, okay, that was a dope one. I used to play in a metal band, and so I have like all this different, much different influences than him. Although Rage Against the Machine is a huge influence, but I won't choose them because he chose them. I will choose. Let's see. Barn Burner, and then, I don't know, anti-flag, and then it's a good third one. I'm just tossing my faves out there. Gallows! There we go.
Sure. Yeah. Right? Any last thing that you want to tell to listeners?
Just
want to,
like, check out the Counting Coup cipher we just released. It's a big indigenous native cipher. Features Mob Bounce, Treesus, Tall Paul, T-Rhyme, Oz12, Mama Rude Gal, and Status Crew, and they're all native rappers. So check it out.
Oh, fantastic.
Check it out. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can you guys just introduce yourselves?
All right. I'm Aubrey.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Deanna.
Word.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel after your set?
Oh, pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Pretty sweaty.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. That seems to be a common thing.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah.
Word. What is your guys' looks? You guys looked all so fantastic. Can you just, like, describe the process or the outfits or whatever you want?
Oh, well, Kaylee and I actually have, like, this thing, when we have a show.
To match
like, weeks
some
before,
way.
I'm like, Kaylee, what are you wearing? Kaylee, what are you planning on wearing? Because I'm planning on wearing this. Will it jive?
Yeah. And then we'll just, like, match each other's outfits somehow. Like, so we have both the cut-off, like, the cut-off sleeves or whatever.
And then I just sit there and ignore them because I don't do that with my but maybe one day.
I bought a new t-shirt today,
but I don't match them.
It's like a whole color palette.
Oh, it is.
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Isn't that blue? Ew. Okay, sorry. Back to the.
Look, you all look beautiful. The thing that I, like, keep remembering is, I can't remember which one you guys wore. Is the, like, a Western shirt with the fringe on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so fantastic. That would have been iconic.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah,
it's great. It's an amazing shirt.
And then I just have one final question. If you guys could host a battle of the bands, what three bands would you guys choose?
Oh, man.
Well, like, bands that we played with? Or
Dead, alive, played with, never played with.
Oh,
favorites.
Oh,
least favorites.
Amy Winehouse.
Yes,
Queen.
Definitely Amy Winehouse.
I think Queen.
Ooh, Queen. Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, my God, the Beatles? Like, who?
Well, I would say David Bowie.
Oh, my God.
What are the three then?
Amy Winehouse, Queen, and David Bowie.
There we go.
Would you guys say those guys are, like, your influences or just, like, people who you guys love?
No, I don't want to say that they're really our influences.
Well, maybe on little touches, but I think, like, everything kind of, like, joins together in a way, and that's what makes everyone so original in their own way.
Yeah.
We're writing, actually, a new song right now that's
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse influence.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you guys have anything, like, that you want to say to the people that you just want the people to know?
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Come to the live show.
No, come to our live show.
Yeah.
Keep on living.
No, you know? Routine.
I think we need to do that as well. But also, come see us live. Keep on trucking to the next live show.
Sorry, Edith. Yeah.
And keep on going.
Hey, welcome back to the live portion of Discorder Radio. You just heard my interviews with the three Shindig finalists of Shindig 17 to 18, Shindig 34. So I was editing those earlier today, and something that I realized, I mean, who's ashamed? Not me. I got so, like, increasingly incoherently drunk doing those interviews. Like, the last one, I'm so sorry. I think it's very high energy. I think it's really cute, but it was not the most informative. So I apologize for the disintegration of quality, but I'm back. I'm here, and I'm just hoping to regain your trust. Shindig 34, the finale was a couple weeks ago. It was so fun. I mentioned I just did an hour with Textbook, and I was talking about my kind of history with Shindig. And I hadn't gone until last year, so Shindig 33, and I went every time. It was so fun. I got so involved. I met all the people who worked there at the venue that we hosted at, East Hastings Brewing Company. And going back this year was so exciting. And yeah, it's been a really big part of my, like, CITR journey. This right now, in case you are not aware, is 24 hours of student power, 24 hours of totally student-centered and student-created /student-created content. I'm a student. I'm Dora, hosting Discorder Radio for you. I just have a couple events that I want to showcase, some songs I want to play, if you'll have them. So the first one is Supermoon, Scrivener, Crumb, and Olivia's World show that's coming up this Friday, so tomorrow. It's at Stylus Records. It starts at 8:30. It's 19 plus, $5. Come there. Go there after you come to CITR and see all the live bands that we have going from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a really good show. I feel like Supermoon doesn't play that much anymore, and I really, really like them. I'm still waiting for a new album. It's been like 2 years or something. Come on! I'm just kidding. They're fantastic. If you don't know Supermoon, I hope you listen to the song and fall as madly in love with them as I have in my journey, history, life. So first up is Baby by Scrivener out of Olympia. Thank you so much for tuning in to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Sunday, February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free, and if you come early, you can catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Watching them roll by.
Hello and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Bottle Ships by Supermoon and before that Baby by Scrivener. Both of them are going to be playing with Crumb and Olivia's World this Friday, February 16th at Stylus Records starting at 8:30 p.m. Great bands, great venue. I fully support. Hitting a little bit closer to home, not that we don't love Mint Record superstar Supermoon. Ooh, Supermoon's Supermoon. next Sunday, so Sunday, February 25th at the Avant Garden from 8 to 11, future star, first boyfriend, also from Olympia, like Scrivener, Cruel Sport and Pale Red are all going to be playing. So this is a very exciting show for me personally, maybe. It might just be me. Because future star actually performed in Shindig last year. I mean, I know I keep bringing Shindig up, but it was a really big part of my growing experience. And then Pale Red, I actually did a feature in Discorder on about a year ago when their album, their last album came out, Soft Opening. I think it might have been for the February issue. And then Cruel Sport, my predecessor co-president Christine and the current volunteer manager are both in that band and really doing a great job making really beautiful music. So again, that's Sunday, next Sunday, February 25th at the Avant Garden. I'm going to play first Future Stars. I want to travel back in time and tell you this joke I made up. Future Star always has really, really fun titles. Yeah, so enjoy that. Again, you're listening to Discorder Radio for 24 hours of student power on CITR 101.9 FM. Travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. I want to travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. I want to travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. I want to travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. Travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. I want to travel back in time and tell you this joke that I made up. I made up.
Could I get a prize? to the nearest superstore. Buy every line available. Line them up in a row and throw them out. Line by line. One, or alternatively,
welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Hungamino-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Tie Your Shoes by Cruel Sport off of their most recent EP, Shoelaces. Cruel Sport, kind of similarly to Necking, has been playing a bunch of shows recently and really just making their mark, putting their like boot print in the mud. That is the Vancouver music scene. And I am so grateful for it. So talented, so lovely. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, go to one of their shows because it's really phenomenal. And then before that, you heard I Want to Travel Back in Time and Tell You This Joke That I Made Up by Future Star. They are playing together next Sunday, February 25th at the Avant Garden alongside First Boyfriend and Pale Red. So yeah, look out for that. This is going to kind of be a really sloppy segue into the next segment of Discord Radio, which is interviews with the entire masthead. So for those of you who know anything about Discord, you know that it is almost impossible to get everyone who puts all of their beautiful energy and all of their work into the magazine in one place at the same time. It's often not students who are in editorial positions, so they're not really on campus that much. And if they are on campus, they are working with limited hours. It's difficult to get out here. So it's really exciting. It's really just this rare moment of like, oh, that's who you are, this person who I've been emailing. I see your face now. But it happens really only for proofing parties, which is when folks get together, contributors, editors, everyone come together and go through the upcoming issue of Discord and make sure that there are no editing, typos, whatever, mistakes, and reformat and choose the cover. And then the other time is contributor meetings. So every month, at the beginning of every month, we host a meeting where we invite young writers, new writers, fresh faces, pretty much anyone to come and be a contributor. If you want to write for Discord, just write for it. That's a really lovely thing that I've been trying to highlight in the content that I'm making for 24 Hours of Student Power, which is CITR and Discord are really places where if you have no experience, if you have so much experience, if you're a student, if you're just a community member, not just a community member, but if you're a community member, you can just come and do whatever you want and have a place and have a platform, which is really exciting. And 24 Hours of Student Power is a really, really great example of that. Students are often really busy with school. Students often don't have the experience that a lot of other folks have. And this is 24 straight hours of programming that is just centered around making sure that we as a population and as a group are empowered, feel powerful, feel, yeah, accomplished. Really exciting. So, that being said, I'm going to play some interviews that I did with the masthead. It was really loud at Cartems. I tried to make it more like the audio version of Legible. I really, really did. I hope you enjoy it. I spoke with Britt, the editor-in-chief of the magazine, who is fantastic. A really exciting thing that Britt has done, which I feel like the magazine has been trying to do and hasn't really been able to do for a really long time, is start focusing on more op-eds, more issue-based pieces, moving away from being exclusively music based or just music focused, which is really exciting, and she's done a really fantastic job of that. Also speaking to Ricky, who's the art director and art coordinator at the Station at Large, who always every month does a just splendid job and splendid work making the magazine as beautiful and as accessible, as legible, as natural as possible. So thank you so much, Ricky. Also, the amazing column editors, Jasper Wrench, who does RLA. If you want to go to a show for free and you also want to experience writing, contact Jasper. He has a really awesome list of really, really fun shows that are happening around the city that you can, yeah, like, get into. Go to for free, write it up. It's really exciting. And then also Max Anderson Bear, who is the under review editor. Also, really, really fun dude. You don't get free tickets, but you get free content. So you can listen to music, albums, you can watch movies, you can read a book, you can listen to a podcast, anything that you can have an opinion on, you can review for Max and get experience, which is really exciting. And then also I spoke to Tintin, who is the Discorder executive, so a member of the student executive who is heavily involved in the development of issues and the development of direction and content in general. So really exciting, really, really awesome, talented, lovely people. So get ready, get excited. I know I'm excited to hear what everyone has to say. So thank you so much for tuning into Discorder Radio for 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a series of interviews that I did with the Discorder masthead. Enjoy. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Britt Bachman. I'm the editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine.
What's the most exciting thing about this issue for you?
The most exciting thing for me is actually the cover by Shannon Lester. Shannon is an artist based in Kelowna that I've been following for a really long time, and it's really exciting to have a painting on the cover of Discorder.
How did you find them?
I actually met him in Kelowna when I was going to a fine art school at UBC Okanagan, and Sasha, Shannon also goes by Sasha, that is his drag name. Shannon and Sasha was studying there as well, and we were involved in very similar scenes, and I really, really admired his work as Shannon and in drag as Sasha as well.
How does the cover match like the content of the issue?
Yeah, it was actually quite a challenge to get the cover to reflect the content because the cover is not intended to be shocking or provocative, but we thought that it might have that effect. So we themed the February issue to be around sexuality and specifically around sex, inclusivity, consent, education, just kind of as a means of like contextualizing what is no longer this heteronormative expectation around Valentine's Day and sexuality.
Yeah, and also kind of like sex as like more than like the action or like the vibe, like sex as like this layered whole like concept that we're like reworking in like post-feminism or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Sex as identity, as being able
to... Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What features are there?
Oh, man. Actually, CITR program manager Madeline Taylor wrote a feature on Coconuts and Bananas, which is this all-trans burlesque and go-go dance night at the Odyssey. There's also a feature on bathhouses, a profile on the Pace Society, Dark Times Festival, and this really great op-ed by Sydney Thorne on her old CD collection.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Is that sexy or...
It's not too sexy, but it's like a great level of nostalgia that I think complements the issue really well. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm excited to read it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Tintin, and I am the Discorder student executive at CITR 101.9 FM.
What does that mean?
It means that I pretty much help out Britt and Ricky and with the editing and kind of determining what goes on the issue.
Yeah. What are you excited about most for this issue?
I'm excited to see what folks think of the cover. The cover is very spicy. It's quite spicy, yeah. And I also really like the necking interview. Good band.
Oh, word, yeah.
Word. Did you have any specific role in generating this issue at all?
Not in this issue, but in the month of February, myself and another Discorder contributor, Lexi, are going to be making a radio piece for Black History Month about Hogan's Alley, which is based on her article that she wrote in November's issue of Discorder. So no, but I have stuff going on for the month of February.
That is so exciting. Can you speak on that a little more?
Well, we haven't started doing it yet, but we have like all the planning and stuff. We're trying to get some interviews with local artists and talking about, you know, Black community in Vancouver and, yeah, like the feelings that folks have about Hogan's Alley and stuff like that. Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear it.
Yes.
So can you just introduce yourself?
I'm Max. I'm the under review editor. I just waved into a microphone, which is a great start.
What does that mean? Like, what's your role?
So I edit album reviews and book reviews and podcast reviews. And yeah, it's a fun time. Write a review for me.
What are you most excited for this issue?
That's a good question. I think this under review section was one of the best so far. There are a lot of good reviews featured in the section, including one of a Patrick Cowley album, which is fantastic. I love it. It's a great review. No, and overall, like, just a solid issue with a thematic strain, I guess.
What do you mean, like, manic?
Thematic. I wish manic, but there's a sort of, like, manic energy that courses through every issue of Discorder. That's what we bring to the table.
What sets this publication apart from other local?
I'd say the community-mindedness and the aforementioned manicness of its construction. Yeah, no, I think it's, like, rare that you have a publication dealing with such, like, a wide array of issues. I mean, just in my section alone, you have so many options. You can review a movie or a book or a podcast or an album.
That is perfect.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
I'm Jasper. I'm the Real Live Action Editor of Discorder.
What does that mean?
I am in charge of show reviews or event reviews around the city.
What are you most excited about for this issue?
I'm excited for the What the F*** Are They Doing review. It's the first fashion show that we've ever reviewed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I know the person who wrote that review, and they said that Cole Sprouse was there.
He was in there. I had to cut the sentence that refers to Cole Sprouse, but he was there. There's some photos.
Is that the only review that you're specifically excited for, or are there like a more general?
I think this issue shows a good variety of the kinds of shows that we like to review. There's a lot of different genres, a lot of different venues, and lots of different acts, so it's always nice to get a good variety in every month.
I'm Ricky, and I'm the art director of Discorder magazine.
What does that mean?
I designed the thing, and I put it together, and I coordinate the illustrators and the photographers, and I make it look what it looks like.
So I've been asking people what they're most excited for, and pretty much overwhelmingly, people are saying the cover. Do you want to speak on that a little bit?
About the cover? The cover is a painting by trans artist Shannon Lester. They're out from Kelowna, but they have been a big part of the Vancouver scene. We've kind of had some discussions about the cover because it's quite racy, but we really wanted to have that because this quarter we have the room to do that. We can take those kinds of risks, and I think that I'm very excited about it myself. So
cool. Besides the cover, what are you most excited for?
What am I most excited about? I'm excited to see this color print properly. Like we picked a really beautiful like blush pink for this one, and I think that I'm really excited to see how that's gonna like print out. The piece on the bathhouse culture in Vancouver is awesome. The illustrator Maxwell did like such a good job with illustrations, so I'm really excited to see it in print.
Because the cover is so like striking, is there going to be like a featured piece above the calendar this year as well, or this month?
Yeah, so Shannon did two paintings for us. He did the cover and he did the calendar piece as well. And there is something we don't normally do, which is we felt like we needed to contextualize the art that he provided. So he provided a statement as to where it was coming from, what his intentions were, what his intentions are within his art practice. It's pretty cool. It's one of the first ones where we really like allow the artist to speak to his art, which is awesome. So I think, it's a cool precedence for this year. So
This feels like the most like art heavy issue that I like have experienced in my time at CITR.
Oh, cool.
Does that feel exciting to you, or does that feel accurate?
Oh, I think it's probably accurate. I mean, the Scourge has always been kind of like, there's always a focus on the art a little bit, but it's something that Britt and I and like everybody that's involved in the decisions with the Scourge have kind of wanted, which is let the Scourge breathe a little more, let the illustrators like really have a little bit more reign, photographers. Like, we have such a cool community of like different creatives, and it's sweet to be able to like give them a space where they can just like be published and feel like they've done something, right? So,
yeah.
Sweet.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You've met.
Thank you. The question and answer portion of the lecture with Professor Michel Foucault will now begin. All right, yes, you in the back there. Hello, Professor Foucault. How might we begin to understand the nature of this thing that you call sexuality?
First and foremost, it is this. The nature of sexuality is to be found in the February 2018 issue of Discorder magazine.
This month's issue of Discorder magazine is themed around sexuality. Features include necking, Pace Society, Coconuts and Bananas, Dark Time Festival, Vancouver's Bathhouses, plus regular RLAs and under reviews. The advertisers for the issue are UBC AMS, the Rio Theater, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Cinematheque, the Rickshaw, Mint Records. There are over 100 distribution locations across Vancouver. Visit discorder.ca for more info.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, I am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Hey, welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard a series of what I think are really cute interviews with the Discorder masthead, all about this new feature, or this issue of Discorder. You heard a PSA for it, or an ad for it, pretty much immediately after, which is pretty good timing on my part. But yeah, it's all about sexuality. There's some really fantastic features, really, really great reviews. Check it out if you see it. Obviously, I don't know if you heard literally anything. If you can pick anything up from the interviews, is the cover is spectacular. So keep an eye out. Be ready to be wowed, because that is what it is here to do. We're running so close on time. I feel like we haven't had any time to really bond, connect. It's 10:50 p.m. in Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia. Switch those. The day after Valentine's Day. If you're feeling lonely, please don't call in. Just kidding. Call in. I'll chat. What's up? I'm not really doing anything else. So this new issue of Discorder is all about, as you can tell, kind of about sexuality, focused around explorations of sexual expression, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So kind of going into, like, although this is the new issue of Discorder, the February issue, we've already started. I mean, immediately after the issue is distributed, we have to start planning for the next one. And there are a couple things coming up that you can keep an eye out for. So there is one feature on the folks who organize Poetry is Bad for You. This is a series of poetry events, poetry readings that happen at the Toast Collective that's really centered around, or like really focused around new poets, new artists. Anyone is welcome to share their voice and share their work. And the next one, Poetry is Bad for You 6, is actually tomorrow night, Friday, February 16th, at the Toast Collective. It starts at 8:30. It's going to go till about 11:30. It's all ages. Pay what you can. And the folks reading are Darty Burr, Jane Chi, Aaron McHattie, Ill Ice, and Stephanie Trumbath. You heard right. I'm having my first poetry reading. Ooh, what's up? I'm the first one, so you can probably miss me if you put any effort in, so don't worry about it. You don't have to sit through it. But that is happening tomorrow, and that feature is going to be really interesting. Kind of like Discorder, Poetry is Bad for You is a space for folks with little to no experience to get their voice out there, to practice, to gain their confidence, and share, have a platform. So that's really exciting. And then another thing to be aware of happening this weekend is there is a rally for affordable housing that's happening this Sunday, February 18th at the Jack Poole Plaza from 2 to 5 p.m. It's hosted by the Affordability Action Hub, and this is kind of more along the strain of Discorder branching out into more of an ideological issue-based op-ed focus or just feature. And affordable housing is a huge issue in Vancouver. Being able to live here is really, really difficult, and it's only getting harder. So this rally for affordable housing is going to be really, really important. Get involved. If you don't have a lot of information around the housing crisis or you want to learn more, the Vancouver Tenants Union has a really, really great Facebook page that you can use for resources. I'm sure the Affordable Action Hub also has a really good list of resources as well. The Vancouver Tenants Union is a really, really unbelievable organization. It's just a union for folks who are tenants, which is like an incredible portion of the population of Vancouver. And it's a space and a rallying force for folks in similar housing positions. And just like if you're renting anywhere, you can join and have a union and have gain awareness and gain kind of like clout behind the injustices that are unfortunately so common in a housing market such as this. So check that out. Sunday, February 18th, outside the Jack Poole Plaza from 2 to 5 p.m. And then finally, the last thing that I want to mention before moving on, in 24 Hours of Student Power, we have a full night of programming already set up for you. You're welcome. All student-made, all student-centric. But ending this glamorous episode of Discorder Radio, there's a Wish fundraiser. It's happening on Saturday, this Saturday, February 17th, at Laboratoire Noir. If you don't know what that is, Google Translate's really helpful. It starts at 7 and it ends, has to end promptly at 11. It's going to be $11 or pay what you can, 19 plus, with Dad Thighs, Red Circle, Strange Breed, and Spike Girls. For those of you who don't know, Wish is a really spectacular organization that provides resources for women in the Downtown East Side. Why not support it? So thank you so much. This is my time. I've been Dora with Discorder Radio, starting off 24 Hours of Student Power at CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for 24 straight hours of student-centered, student-generated content that is spectacular, that is unbelievable, and will keep you guessing and on your toes and engaged the whole time. So check out the Facebook event, 24 Hours of Student Power, hosted by CITR 101.9 at Discorder, if you want to know the full grid and other exciting things that are coming up. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited for today. Have a great evening. I'm going to start with Gun Control by Strange Breed, who are playing at the Wish fundraiser, and then I'm going to end with Weed Slut by Spice Girls, because I thought it was a really cool name for a song. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great night. Mm-hmm.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located